time for the Straight From The Street Sports Report. You can follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal. In the NBA, Deron Williams hit a three-pointer at the buzzer. The Nets trailed by only three at the half. Then it got ugly. Heat went on a 24-9 run in the third for a 19-point lead, beat him by 21, 22 for LeBron in the win. KG did a Roy Hilbert hit, zero buckets. Game two tomorrow. Game two tonight live from Naptown. Wizards up one. Viewing party at the Verizon Center tonight. Free admission. Last night, Spurs ran the Blazers out the building for a one-game lead. Led the game by as many as 29 points. Beat them by 24 despite LaMarcus Aldridge putting in 32. 33 for T. Parker and win. Lillard, 17 points and 6 turnovers. Game two tomorrow. Game two tonight. OKC riding that. Oh, man. Very emotional MVP speech by KD. He thanked all his teammates individually and then thanked his mother last, calling her the real MVP. I ain't gonna lie, I almost cried a little bit.
Yeah, that was really
awesome. Oh, man, that was heavy right there. Of course, KD received 119 first-place votes to LeBron 6. Clippers up 1 in their series. We'll see what happens tonight. Donald Sterling, of course, his right-hand man, team president Andy Roser, is now on an indefinite leave of absence since the team announced that they will have a CEO take over the day-to-day activities of the Clippers. Of course, his wife still running around, Shelly Sterling, calling herself co-owner. So we'll see. I see a battle brewing here. Either Donald Sterling, he's getting all his lawyers together. She's running around saying she's co-owner, and the league putting the CEO in place. This could get ugly quickly. G-State Warriors fired Mark Jackson after three seasons. Back-to-back postseason appearances, a 50-win season. The word is he didn't get along with upper management, and some players believe that he showed favoritism to Stephen Curry. I say step your game up. You want to be treated like Stephen Curry, step your game up.
And all the other players, I mean, Iguodala and also Klay Thompson, said they loved him too. So, hey.
I don't know what's up with that. Of course, they're saying that they're going to reach out to Steve Kerr, and we know Phil Jackson is in Steve Kerr's ear. Also, the Utah Jazz said to be interested. Lastly, Pro Bowler Marcel Adarius arrested Monday night in Alabama. He was stopped for speeding, but he was in possession of a controlled substance, a felony. He is out of jail right now, but of course he could be facing a penalty from the league and, of course, the outcome of his legal situation. Super Ken with the sports, straight from the streets.